Trustee basics. First and foremost, anyone, man or person, capable of taking physical possession of or legal title to property can be a trustee. And there is no limit to the number of trustees who may serve in any one trust. Generally, where there is more than one trustee, the trustees, with respect to each other, are referred to as co-trustees, and when acting jointly as a collective body are referred to as the Board of Trustees. Furthermore, there is no law prescribing the character of a trustee, and while it has been held that a trust cannot be invalidated simply due to incompetence, the trustee should be at least someone capable and fit for executing the powers and duties honorably. This is the basis for the general rule that beneficiaries are not desirable as trustees, though there is no law to forbid such appointment. Equity will generally avoid all temptation to a breach of trust. The trustee should be stationed within the jurisdiction of the court of equity in which the estate is located, if indeed the trust corpus is an estate. But where the trust corpus is portable land, the trustee need not be stationed within any single jurisdiction. Non-residency will not disqualify or preclude the trustee from carrying out his position. As far as accepting the appointment is concerned, this should be done formally, expressly in writing, even though it will always be implied if the individual intermeddles with the trust property, or performs any act to carry out the trust. Once acceptance has been tendered, no court of common law or equity can prevent the trustee from holding that office, except for breach of trust or good cause dependent upon clear and lawful necessity. Removal must be procured pursuant to the provisions of the declaration, or, where no such provisions are made, by decree of a court of equity. Lastly, it should be noted that the office of trustee is not always a desirable one. When the trust instrument conveys a burdensome obligation, the trustee is miserable and at risk of breach by failure to perform. When the trust instrument has been constructed poorly, the trustee is miserably confined and inhibited, and he may well be held liable for trust contracts with outside parties. The trustee has a duty of care toward the beneficiaries, and must harbor no biases or resentment in administration. Therefore, it is prudent to empower the trustee with enough discretion to carry out his position to the best of his ability and responsible creativity. To put it plainly, the settlor must truly trust the trustee to carry out his duties, and use his powers justly.